Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, welcome to Business Resolutions. Again, as the last week, this program is live, and I invite the listeners to call in at 724-1030 and the toll-free line 877-771-4242. The idea I have is go back again, so the things that happened over the course of last year with respect to the program. I had a couple of things pending. And then also to go in and discuss a little about my experience in terms of my new career, which I did not have a chance to get into last week, and I thought would be of interest to the listeners as my experience of starting a new business, a new career, why I did it, and some of the obstacles and some of the successes and some of the things I have to do different, I thought would be something that would be of interest. I have these guests from week to week in terms of their experiences, and I thought it would be interesting to listeners to hear my experiences, my travails over the course of last year, and where I'm headed, and some of the goals I have, as I discussed last week, which I didn't really get into. As we discussed last week, in terms of when I set up the program, and let's discuss first the Business Resolutions program. When I set up the idea of the program, which is addressed to more people interested in business issues that arise from time to time, and my idea was to bring those business issues to you, the listeners, in a way that would be entertaining, to listen to the history and the experiences of people who are going through the same problems, and that we learn from each other in terms of those experiences. And I think that way of bring about the learning experience and the sharing is an entertaining way and an effective way to achieve what we want. As I said last week, the values that I had from the very beginning when the program started in September of 2011 was to incentivate entrepreneurship of businesses, to incentivate collaboration, working together, in terms of achieving that in a positive can-do way. So that was the first value. And the second one I mentioned, of course, was to do that in a respectful way, that we have to have more dialogue, we have to have more respect for each other, we have to trust each other more than we have. And that is an important value I try to get across. And I think as we talk to the different, as we have the different guests in the program, I think that value comes across. The third one is that we should be involved in this community as volunteers, and the civic and the professional, to the extent you want to, in the political, in your churches, whatever it is, just to get involved, to act, to do things, and not bear. I mean, talking is important, and it does, to a certain extent, achieve. But I find it a little bit frustrating to just talk, and even these manifestations in terms of against violence are nice and all, but I think we have to act. And a recent comment I had on the radio program, my commentary, my weekly commentary, was precisely that. Today, celebrating Martin Luther King, I quoted him when he said that what bothered him was not the shrieking and the noise of the few, but the silence of the many. And I kind of took off from that, and I said, what bothers me is and frustrates me and concerns me is not the acts of the bad people of the that we have in our society, but the inactions of the many, of most of us. So we have to get involved, we have to act, and I think, you know, within that, that's part of the value that we're trying to get across in these Business Resolutions program of being volunteer, of getting involved in any way we can in helping our community. And then finally, of course, was the personal wellness. In terms of where we're going, Radioso, I mentioned last week, the goal was to continue in terms of this year, continue the program. Still, as I've always said from time to time in the program. Love to hear your feedback, your constructive criticism, your suggestions, anything that I can do to improve the program and to carry forward those messages, those values that I'm trying to get across. So we continue that, and I mentioned we've taken on a new chore with Radio Oso, and it's been a lot of fun, is a weekly commentary that comes out on Wednesday, and which then in written format gets into my webpage, which you can read when you have access, when you want to have access to it, along with the podcasts of these programs. And I also mentioned that we're considering, that hasn't been tied down, a substantive program about an hour in particular areas. And the initial area I'd like to get involved with is crime. It was interesting. I had discussed that before as the area, but an article came out this Sunday in El Nuevo Día discussing why people leave Puerto Rico. And of course, it's no surprise that crime is up there, but it's just so overwhelming, the two main reasons. 45% on the question of the principal reasons why they are leaving Puerto Rico, 45% cite crime and lack of security as their reason, 45%. And then, although it's broken down in this pie diagram, when you really add them up, these different slices, 44% really have to do with the economy. You know, so we're talking about 89% crime in the economy, and as we said, those we all know those go together. And I say you put them together because if you separate out, for example, one is unemployment, 14%. The other 14% is they want better, higher salaries. 8% is because of the high cost of living. That, of course, is that you're not getting paid enough. You really don't worry about the high cost of living if you can pay for it. And then the 8% is the necessity to improve their professional development. So if you add up those 8, 14, and 14, it comes out to the 44%, which is the economy. I think those are the two areas that I'm going to be focusing on if we do a kind of a program like this. But the first one's going to be crime. And I think every week something comes out of interest, and then there's the ongoing issues of legalizing drugs, of how you deal with the mental problems that we have. A great article of today, again in El Nuevo Día, is the clinical psychologist Salvador Santiago, who's now directs ASMCA, which is the mental health and an anti-addiction agency for the Puerto Rico government. And in this article that cites some of his goals, incidentally, I was really impressed with the person. He headed president of the Carlos Albizu University, which is one of the two universities that give the master's and the doctorates in psychology. It just so happens that my daughter is studying clinical psychology in Ponce, and she considered the Carlos Albizu University as the other option. Both excellent universities. Well, he headed that, and he also headed an organization for the prevention of violence in Puerto Rico, COPREVI. So he seems to be a person, very, very prepared for this new job that he's been assigned. And within the comments that have come out in the newspaper, I found it interesting that he mentions, in terms of prevention, as the principal risk in terms of addiction, drug addiction he's talking about, and helping people with psychological problems, is the fifth to seventh graders as the group of greatest risks. And I guess that's where they start making their decision on what's hip, what's cool. Are they going to go and do things for the community in a favorable way, or are they going to go the other route, you know, with drugs and all. And there was an article today, you know, that also have to do with what I call is also an addiction, which is tobacco. And although it's not illegal, and everybody has a right to it, everybody knows that it's damaging. And this, one of the sad things about the statistics that are coming out is that in terms of minors, there's been an increase from 22% to 28% in terms of tobacco use. So that's going the opposite way. So his Salvador Santiago's focus of towards the minors, and from be interested to have him on a program like I'm thinking to discuss, you know, why he thinks the fifth or the seventh graders, and what has to be done in terms of taking care of the addiction problem, which we all know is what leads to, I think, most of the crime in Puerto Rico. So it'd be that kind of a program. We'd have somebody like him coming and discussing, and then we would have an opportunity to ask him questions like I'm just mentioning. I would like to ask him. I liked his comment that he wants to get everybody involved, the mayors, the civic groups, the religious groups, and the community in general. And he wants to, and this is an interesting and obvious, but I mean, I hope he gets it done, get involved the retired community in terms of helping, principally with youth and children. So this kind of a person is at least is a nice breath of fresh air, and hopefully we will have some changes, and hopefully if he has our support. He says he wants to increase the people that are being helped from 9,000 to 40,000. That's a huge thing. So these are the kinds of things we need to do. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back after this break.